1999, the electric utility industry was about ready to be deregulated. And we in the environmental community had long been seeking some opportunity to develop our renewable resources here in Texas. Texas leads the nation in our ability to generate energy with renewables. And what we did was begin to pull together a coalition of the big wind companies in Texas. In those days, it was Enron and the Florida Power and Light people and a number of others, I guess altogether 10 big companies, to sit with us at the table and to develop a plan develop a coalition to go advocate for what's called a renewable portfolio standard or a minimum purchase requirement of renewable energy in the Texas legislature. And what that coalition was able to do was to reach into communities that we typically would not be able to touch. They hired Republican lobbyists. They hired the one of the fundraisers for then Governor Bush, who had done most of his direct mail and had worked for Karl Rove to work the back channels into Governor Bush's office. They were able to go into the chambers of commerce in small West Texas towns and ask that those who are benefiting from Texas's emerging wind industry or might be in a position to do so, contact their rural Texas legislators and talk to them about what might occur to the economics of their small town if we were able to develop the wind resources that were just outside the city, their communities. And those kinds of economic interests were able to work miracles that we were not able to do as environmentalists. And they were able to talk to the school boards and the economic development agencies who each have their own organizations that helped in the lobbying effort to pass the Texas's renewable portfolio standard. And that has turned out to be a tremendous economic boom in West Texas, and we're going to go back and try and do the same basic program again. What you found in West Texas is after the passage of the renewable energy portfolio standard, but there was a major boom in construction. We built about 1,000 megawatts of wind, or roughly $1 billion worth of equipment, was placed in West Texas on the tops of mesas and mountaintops in about a year and a half. And it spawned about 2,500 new jobs directly in the wind industry, about 2,900 additional jobs in the cafes and the truck stops and in the welding shops around West Texas. And it enabled communities that had been economically dead for a generation to start to bring their children home, to be able to offer what one mayor said, they're paying family raising wages again. And since the oil had dried up, it was the first time that somebody could afford to raise a family in these small communities working in the wind fields instead of the oil fields. And it's our hope that we can use the positive experience to argue for an expansion of this renewable energy portfolios in the next legislative session. But it's had an economic boom not only on the local communities, but in terms of jobs, but it is also, in many communities, the wind plants are the largest single tax payers in the community. One little community outside of Abilene at Trent has been able to build a new elementary school for the first time in two generations simply because of the wind plant on the mesa up above the school. In another community outside of Fort Stockton, It's the largest single taxpayer in their counties, and they're beginning to be able to staff up their hospital and replace some of their fire equipment and do a number of other things that they've not been able to do in over a generation as a result of having some new revenues coming in from these wind turbines.